Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends. Today is the day after. The day after what I called Decision Day in America. I'm writing this several days before the election, so I have no idea what the actual election results will be as I write. One thing I can safely predict, no matter who is declared to be the election winner, and no matter how they arrive at the final vote tabulation and verification of the Electoral College results, there will be a great many people disappointed today, both in America and the rest of the world. So it raises some important questions for us today. Questions like, how does a person live a God-honoring life if they believe the leaders of their country are less than honorable, or they hold values contrary to theirs and even contrary to God's values as described in the Bible? What if a person believes the leader will actually lead their nation in turning away from God and may urge legislation which will promote wickedness in their land? How does a person live a God-honoring life if they foresee anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Israel attitudes in the national leadership, which may result in persecution for them if they seek to live a God-honoring life faithful to biblical truth and principles? Would you agree these questions have been legitimate, pressing questions for many people in our world for centuries? In fact, do you recognize that billions of people have been living in such nations in recent times for decades? Let's consider the alternative possibility, that the new leader in America may be perceived to be more aligned with biblical values, more supportive of a Judeo-Christian lifestyle, and yet popular opinion, the prevailing grassroots political atmosphere, and the influential pressure of media and entertainment and social media is increasingly anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Israel. How does one live a God-honoring life when society as a whole is daily, intentionally embracing wickedness? The truth is, my friends, America and most of our world is increasingly very similar to the world Jesus came to in the first century Roman Empire. In fact, most of our world is very much like the world of Isaiah 2,700 years ago, morally and spiritually. That's why we've been spending many days seeking to gain wisdom and Holy Spirit guidance from what God spoke to Isaiah. The words of God's message to Isaiah recorded in Isaiah 61 are so very relevant to this day after Decision Day in America. God says, I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. Isaiah 61, verse 8 and 9. Do you see that God's love for justice and hatred for wickedness has been consistent through all time in all places? Do you see God's consistent faithfulness to his people and his covenant with them? Look at that statement through Jewish eyes. Would you agree that while anti-Semitism is on the rise, there is an underlying respect and recognition worldwide of the uniqueness of the Jewish people? Do you recognize the tangible evidence of God's hand of blessing and protection upon the Jewish people in an increasingly hostile world? But what about authentic, born-again followers of Jesus Christ, both Jewish and Gentile? Do we see how this statement applies to us? Consider the next words of Isaiah 61. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in robes of his righteousness. Isaiah 61:10. Those are wonderful words that proclaim the truth of our redemption, our salvation by faith in Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross for our atonement, and also God's work of justification as he pours his righteousness upon us. Listen to how the Apostle Peter calls us to understand and live this in a world like ours. Live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you are redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1. Isaiah continues with these words of encouragement for people living in difficult times and places. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. Isaiah 61, verse 11. And how does this happen? God is sovereign over all, at all times, in all places. Therefore, no matter who the political leaders are or what the governance system is, God's people can live confidently that Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, reigns in supreme sovereignty over it all. Also, you'll remember we spent several days looking at Isaiah 61, verse 3, which calls us to recognize that God plants His people individually, strategically, according to His purposes and plans. Thus, wherever you are, no matter the government, if you are a follower of Jesus, you are intended by God to flourish right where God has planted you. And God will provide for you and me all that is needed for us to flourish, even in a very difficult time, even if the government is fully opposed to God, even if laws are passed which make it illegal to own a Bible or gather with others to worship God or even pray to God out loud. Still, God will enable us to flourish. Look around, my friends, especially in the places opposed to Jesus Christ. Do you see Isaiah 61, verse 11 is happening as God promised? Do you know the underground church is flourishing in China, India, and every Muslim nation in the world? While persecution is harsh and torture is frequent, and daily followers of Jesus are martyred around the world, still God's people are flourishing, and the sovereign Lord is making righteousness and praise spring up before all the nations. Be encouraged, my friends, regardless of who is declared to be the new president of the United States, Jesus is working right now in your city to nourish His followers so righteousness and praise to God will flourish in the sight of everyone in your city. The question is, how will you be part of it? How have you been preparing yourself for what will be happening now in our world? Are you a living fulfillment of Isaiah 61? And here's a worship song to help us reflect on who we are in Christ and how we live for His glory.